to talk. Liz, can we upload your document into the? Yeah, very good, excellent. But any, whichever is easier for you. Okay. Okay. I know the previous session was intense and long, but we have to organize our meeting with the GAC today at 5 p.m., if I'm not mistaken. And we have a lunch tomorrow, as far as I understand, from Chuck's message, he won't be able to make it tomorrow. So Stefan and I will be handling different sessions. So we have to review what to do with CCNSO and with the GAC today, CCNSO lunch tomorrow. There is a document that has been prepared by Liz, which is some consideration of cross-community working teams, working groups. I've been talking to Liz. She has been so kind to prepare one slide with broad questions that we may bring to this lunch with CCNSO and to our meeting with the GAC. What I did also yesterday is asking, I'm not sure if this is, we will have the time or not, and if it was a good idea or not from my side, is asking Edmund and Andre to maybe suggest some issues that could be addressed during CCNSO lunch. So I would like to start thinking about how to organize the meeting with the GAC today. It's only 1 hour long meeting, so we don't have that much time. And as far as I understand, an email sent by Chuck, the idea would be to discuss this cross-community working group's idea and concept with the GAC. We have Liz document that address several questions and things that could be considered in the conformation of these working teams, working groups. And I would like just to see how do you want us to organize this working session with this meeting with the GAC that is for 1 hour. The idea that I was discussing with Liz, the document that she prepared has a lot of ideas and many questions and many things to be addressed. So we thought that perhaps we could have in mind and maybe show kind of a broad set of questions, not so in deep, but opening a space for dialogue with the GAC about their vision of this community working groups. So, from the document, yeah, sure. Christina.
I guess the thing that I've been thinking a lot about is it seems to me that there's a threshold question that we probably should ask, and that is, are cross-community working groups something that the GAC, either the individual representatives or as a GAC, can even participate in? And if so, what are the parameters, and if not, what could we possibly think about doing differently when we have them that would facilitate or enable their participation?
The question would be if they are if they would accept working in this community working groups?
Well, I mean, it's just my understanding that it would be essentially impossible, as I understand it, for an individual GAC representative to participate on behalf of the GAC, and that it also might not necessarily be possible for individual GAC representatives to participate as official representatives of their countries. I mean, I'm just not at all clear that before we go really far down this road on developing a whole model for future cross-community working groups, that it's something that the GAC is even able to participate in. And it seems to me that we should know the answer to that before we go, at least with them, too much farther down the road.
I think it's a fantastic thought. And I have Tim, Alan, Jamie, and first I would like to ask you if some of you would like to I will chair the session, but maybe some of you would like to lead this first question to the GAC before I take the cue. Just have that in mind, and we can. I can do that if you could do that. If you want, of course, I can do that as well. But maybe some of you would like to. I have Tim, Alan, Jamie. Not Jamie.
Bill.
I don't want to forget anybody. That's it. Okay, Tim.
Yeah, I agree, Christine. I think that's a really good question because. It really dovetails with what we're going to use this cross-community working group for. In fact, I think in the agenda it calls it the cross-community policy working group or something of that nature, so policy's in there. We've got the second question that talks about consensus policy versus advice. And yet here we have, you know, the policy process steering committee work team developing a policy development process for the GNSO, for things that are within our purview, and that actually, and new working group guidelines that allow anyone to participate. There's no restriction. The GAC isn't told they can't participate. So if there's a problem with participating in those working groups, then I would question how could they then participate in these. So I think that's Christina's question is excellent in that regard. What is the... So it's, to me, that's it's a real... basic question is, what are we going to use these cross-development or these cross-working groups for? If they're for things that are really within the GNSO's purview, then we're, are we subverting our own policy development processes by engaging in them? And I don't think that that's a road we should go down. So in my mind, consensus policy, there's no question that that's not a cross-community working group issue. That's the policy development process within the GNSO. Through working group processes, the whole community can be involved. And I guess that's it concerns me just as cross-community work, as if they don't exist, that they have existed. They've existed for a long time now. Since we started with the working group process within the GNSO, they're basically cross-community working groups. I don't have a problem with this. I think it's just that we need to be very clear about what we use them for, and if it's anything that falls within the GNSO's purview, then I think it's inappropriate because we already have processes for those.
Thank you, Tim. Alan?
Just a couple of quick comments. Regarding Christina's question, I think it's a fine question, but I don't really think the GAC is in a much different position than the GNSO or the ALAC. In most cases, people are going to be there in their own right. They're not there with the ability to speak on behalf of the overall organization, except in a few cases where the organization has formally already adopted a policy on that or adopted some position. And I think GAC people are no different than the rest of us. In almost all cases, we're talking about individual positions, which are made with awareness of their organization's position to the extent that they've taken them. So I'm not quite sure there's a big difference.
Well, that may be, but I think then the question of whether or not individual GAC members can in fact participate as the GAC representative from their particular country is equally important, because it would seem to me highly unlikely that any of them would be able to participate in kind of a individual capacity, because that's not their job.
I said it's a valid good question. I know in past working groups, occasionally a GAC member has said, yes, this is something my country has discussed. I have consulted with other departments. I can give a country position. Other times they're giving a personal position. So it clearly varies. And I think some are more comfortable giving personal positions than others. In terms of Tim's question of, you know, does this subvert the policy process within the GNSO or CCNSO? And I think right now it can't, because there is a defined process. That doesn't mean the world isn't going to change over the next couple of years, and maybe that process needs to change, but so be it. The quote, consensus policy, capital C. You know. But I think there is great value. The problem with the PDP process that we have right now and a lot of the other working groups, is that if you don't get involved in it before the major, the important issues come up, you tend to not be part of the process. And we tended to form the cross community groups when something rises to a great level of importance, and it's suddenly of interest to a lot of people, and that's usually after it was first discussed somewhere else, whether it's in a PDP or some other forum.
Thank you, Alan. Jamie.
I think Alan made a point that I would make regarding Christina's question. First, I think nobody is there as a representative. They are to contribute, and they have a background, but not a mandate to represent. But they have a background of participation either in GAC or in representative of some community. And this applies also to the GNSO representatives that are there. But I would like to comment on Tim's question. That what is the it seems to me that these cross-community working groups are a tool to make things more palatable when they come to not to be blocked by some positions, and it's much more in an informal way. Some members of the GAC that know the better the environment of opposition that can be raised there can contribute, and also in this applies to GNSO, and the kind of it seems to be to me that this informal nature should be kept, and we would try to avoid informalism in this in respect of the cross community working groups, meaning the reports should be treated as not be sent directly to the board as happened in this first experience. I think they should be some kind of input to the formal bodies that are already in place and should be read as an input, and enter if it is to be so, they should be enter a formal PDP process that is already in place in GNSO, for instance, or it can be an input to GAC or anything like that. But I think this mechanism, informal as it is a good mechanism that we should not dynamite. Okay.
Thank you, Jamie. Bill.
First, I would say that I actually think Christina's question is pretty apt, because even though, as Alan notes, there is variation across governments' representatives in the way that they do this, the reality is if you talk to a lot of them, particularly in my experience, developing country government representatives, they say, well, we really don't have the mandate to come as an individual and give an individual perspective. And so there is a bit of a challenge there. But I had different points I wanted to make. First, we talked about all this on the list before, and the discussion sort of now seems to be starting de novo rather than picking up on the list discussions. I kind of think the points that Tim raised suggest to me that actually this is something the GNSO needs to talk about internally, and whether or not we're going to be able to go have a really productive discussion with the GAC when we may have internal disagreements about this point is an interesting one. But I think certainly we need to address it more ourselves. Secondly, the list of questions that are posed there strike me as pretty detailed procedural kinds of things, and I'm really wondering how dynamic a discussion we're going to have with GAC members around these kinds of points, and whether we might not just be hearing the same few GAC members who typically speak a lot rather than a broad diversity of GAC members. It's easy for me to understand this being a kind of strained long hour. And so this brings me to my last point. I had asked on the list whether we were completely locked into only being able to do this or whether we couldn't also perhaps have some conversation with the GAC about some other matters that have been of local concern. That is to say, the substantive outputs and going forward options with regard to number one, JAS, and number two, recommendation six. And Chuck had said, well, yeah, then maybe we can find a way to merge these things or whatever, and now that just dropped out completely from the way you set up the session. So I would only suggest if perhaps if this conversation starts to dry up quickly, if we start to if it starts to not be very productive, maybe we could shift and try to ping them a little bit and say, would you like to talk about whether you have any substantive input you'd like to present on what the Rec 6 group did and what the JAS group did? What do you take of the outputs? What do you think of the outputs so far? How do you think we should take these points forward? I think that's actually a conversation I'd be interested in, and it might juice more responses than some of these points. It's my own view.
Thank you, Bill Avery.
Thank you. I wanted to go back to the point of what is the point with these cross-community working groups. And I think Tim and others, when they say it shouldn't be the GNSO PDP type business or the GNSO specific policy business, is indeed correct. But some of the purpose, look at some of the ones we've already had. We've had the JIG, which is a joint, you know, CCNSO, GNSO looking at topics that are in common to them both in terms of perhaps IDNs and variants and issues like that. So there's often issues that are not yet at the policy level. There are recommendations that might want to be made that are the same between a couple of the SOs or ACs. Or look at things where there is sort of a tangential with the JAS group, where we're looking at things that relate to GNSO policy but aren't specifically a GNSO policy, but they're certainly at least very related to that. But they're also related to advice and concerns that these other advisory committees have. And I think in terms of the issue of formality and informality, I think sometimes the informality works great, but I think sometimes the formality of having something chartered by multiple organizations that want to use the information or the results in multiple ways is quite reasonable. And so I think it's a difference in what do you want to achieve. And if you want to achieve, I certainly, though, agree that something that was a PDP or that was a, you know, contractual, you know, consensus would not be a target for that. But I think there's so many other policy and recommendation areas that are in common between the various SOs and ACs that talking about them together as opposed to waiting until the end of the day and finding out, oops, you know, we both spent a year talking about this, but we have a totally oppositional point of view is just a good thing. Unfortunately, I have to leave.
Thank you, Avery. Tim.
Well, thanks, Avery. I think that makes good sense. It's a balanced view of it. I didn't mean to imply, you know, I'm against cross-community working groups. I'm just concerned that with some of the terminology that's been used and some of the things that have been said about policy, that we just try to get on the same page about, you know, what these cross-community working groups are going to be working on. But I think when we come in, I think it is a good point that Bill made, too, that maybe we need to work harder at getting on the same page as a council. And so we may not be able to go in there and say, well, here's what we think about each of these questions, but we can say to the GAC, these are the questions that we think are pertinent, that we're considering as a council, that we'd like you to consider as the GAC, and find out if there's other issues or concerns or what their thoughts are currently on it. So, I don't think we can come out of there with answers, perhaps, to all of these things, but we can at least put them on the table and let them know that these are the things that we're considering.
Thank you, Tim. Jeff?
Yeah, I think these questions are way too detailed for any of them to answer, and I think there's a lot of discussion we need to have within our council, within the community, I should say, not just the council, as to what we want. I want to agree with what something that Jamie said. I think it's very important that once a cross working group, a community working group, comes up with a recommendation, I think it needs to go back to each individual community. What I didn't like about what happened in the past couple is that there's this cross community working group, and then it just goes straight to the board. And there's a perception, again, it's kind of a theme from yesterday is what I said. There's a perception that all the communities behind it supported everything that was in there. And that may be true, but it may not be true. And without any kind of process of making sure that the community approves it, I think is a mistake. But so on Bill's point and what Tim said as well, I think the only questions we can really ask them and have a sort of meaningful discussion with the GAC are the points that Christina raised and maybe the first one. Everything else, first of all, I don't even like the second one because I think, frankly, the GAC's got no role in a consensus policy, but that may just be my own and a registry viewpoint because there's nothing in the registry agreements or the registrar agreements that have any language of anyone other than the GNSO determining what is a consensus policy. So I don't even like that question the way it's worded at all. So if we're going to present this question, I'd take out the parenthetical or at least take out the words new consensus policy because that shouldn't even be there in the first place. You could have whether it's – you just take out the parenthetical. I don't know if they're going to see this. I guess that's my question. Are they going to see this slide? So if I could make a request that we delete the parenthetical –
I just did this slide 5 seconds ago for Olga. It's just an extraction from the little paper.
We had a conversation during the previous session just how to organize the information, just because the document is quite detailed, and we didn't want to address the whole document in the meeting.
I think it would be useful to confirm whether they've seen the paper itself. The two-pager.
Sorry, Elise, what?
I think it would be useful to confirm that they've seen the two-pager. I think Chuck did send it to them.
I did send it to all of you yesterday night or today morning. I sent the link. I did.
Sorry, but did this go out to... It went out to us and them at the same time? Like, nobody... I'm just joining as an alternate now, so I didn't see everything beforehand. But those are the types of things... I think we all need to review things that go to the GAC or any external organization.
No, I didn't vote to the GAC.
So I'm confused.
Apologies. What I sent this, I think it was early this morning, was some ideas that I shared with you in the council list about how to organize the session with the GAC today and the CCNSO launch tomorrow. This is where I inserted the link that we found yesterday with Chuck and Stefan. So, no, it didn't go to the GAC. This is just a draft document for organizing our work. It just, they don't have anything. Okay?
Olga, you're sure that they don't have the original paper, though, too, that Chuck could have forwarded him?
Maybe.
Because I think they might
maybe.
Have, and I don't
no,
know.
No, I'm not. I didn't send it to them. Okay?
A staff discussion paper? So it didn't come from the...
The council discussion paper. I mean, it's a... I wrote it, but it's for the council at Chuck's request. I'll share it. I'm going to post it to the council list right now again.
Either way, I think when we ask the first question, which is Christina's question, that could probably involve quite a bit of feedback or discussion. I don't know. And then if we get to the first question, I doubt if there'll be a lot of time left after that.
Well, I would stop there because I think all of this is way too detailed. We haven't even discussed that amongst ourselves, really.
Jeff. I think the fourth question takes the point that we were concerned.
If I may, what about this? I think Christina's question is really relevant. Maybe the first question and, as Jamie said, the last one, should other models be considered? Which one? You said the fourth
the
one?
The fourth. What should
the
role be the role of the SEOs and ACs in reviewing. And I think they must have a role. This cannot go to, cannot be an, we cannot legitimize this CWGs as a new formal body of them.
Okay, so we could keep three questions as a general guide. A general question about what's the position in relation with the community working groups, then what subjects are suitable for...
I think Christina's question is not addressed.
No, it's not there, but it's Christina, it's the first one in the slide, and maybe the fourth one.
Yeah.
We could keep those as a general starting point. Yes, Tim.
Yeah, and I and Jeff, I never meant to imply we should get into detailed discussions to answer these questions, but I think we need to get on the same page as far as what the questions are, and so that, you know, because these are going to be the things we're going to discuss and try to come to some answer to, and I think the other SOs and ACs need to do something similar if we're going to have these discussions and try to come to some resolution about moving forward with this.
Edmund.
No, I just want to offer an example, which is the JIG, the Joint CCNSO and GNSO Working Group on IDN, which the process itself is designed such that whatever the report is created, it's not sent to the board. It's actually sent to the council, and then the council decides what to do with it. So, you know, that's an example, I think, and which is I sort of agree in that sort of way.
Okay. Thank you, Edmund. That's a fantastic example. Maybe we can mention that during the conversation. So let me think about a little bit. So we have like kind of three key questions to start the discussion. Should we try to set up a discussion space with... I just want to make a comment. Should we, after addressing this question and exchange some ideas with them, should we... Maybe 1 hour is not enough for finding conclusions. Should we set up a space for discussion with the GAC about this? You think that's a good idea, bad idea? We don't mention that. What do you think? And I have Jamie, and who else want to comment?
No, I was waving to a guy behind you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you wanted to say something. And also, should we build this space or not? And do we want to address other issues like Bill mentioned? Do we want to talk about other things? And if this is the case, which are the ones? Tim.
Personally, I think it's a little early to talk about having a joint space where we can do that. We need, or to even get too detailed in the discussion about these questions. We need to get these resolved for ourselves because we're not all on the same page, clearly. And then maybe once we were further down that road, you know, we could look at having something joint to share.
Thank you, Tim.
Otherwise, as far as Bill's topic for another topic of discussion, I don't have an opinion, I guess, one way or the other.
Thank you, Tim. About including other issues for discussions, like Bill?
Well, maybe if I could just repeat what I said on list, because it just seems to me, I mean, we just went through these two processes with a cross-community group and a joint group that have put forward recommendations on points that the GAC themselves raised and said that they were very concerned about, and we've not had any follow-up discussion with them in any kind of organized way to ask what do they think about what came out of those processes. So it just strikes me that this would be a useful way to use the opportunity rather than asking them, what do you think about three-stroke two-point Bs, which is going to make for a kind of a awkward conversation.
So are we okay with that? Because where's Stefan? One question. As far as I understand, Chuck talked with Chris Despain and with can't recall GAC chair named Heather, and they agreed in talking about the cross-community working teams. Should we add other points, or we should stick to that? What do you think?
Sorry, I've just come back to this discussion. So have you decided that you'd like to add other topics? If so, I think it's okay to maybe suggest it and go and see. Is this just for the GAC or for the CCNSO or for both?
For both, I think.
The GAC might be more sensitive to a late addition. The CCNSO probably wouldn't be so much. So we can certainly discuss it with Chris and Heather. Perhaps we can just make a list of all the questions that the extra questions that we want to talk about, and then you and I, Olga, can go and see Chris and Heather.
Thank you, Stefan. Yes, because Chuck have already agreed with them the subjects that we were talking about. So, Bill, would you work with me after this session briefly, and we can prepare a short list of your ideas to share? Okay, are you okay with that?
It's only useful if other people agree.
Others
I don't have
are
the sense
welcome.
Anybody agrees with what
others
I'm saying.
Are
so
okay. Jamie, you want to join us?
Only to agree with Bill to say that some topics that were raised by the GAC, it would be interesting to know what they found. It's not a formal consultation, but I think it's not. And if it's not discussed by the GAC, to know some opinions, how the thing is going on there.
I agree, but as we told you before, the GAC is expecting only discussion about the community working group. So we will check with Heather if this is fine, and maybe we can show them the other topics. So if then I can work with you in this short list. Is this a good idea? I see no big movements against. Christina, would you be so kind to help us drafting the first question? We have decided to include your question as a first one, and then we decided to use the first one in the slide and the number four as three key questions for addressing this working group, community working group issue. So if you would be so kind maybe to draft that for me, and we... Do you want to address that in the conversation? Fantastic. And Bill, if Heather is okay in addressing other issues, would you say that loud? Okay. Is the rest okay with that? Fantastic. So we have a plan for GAC. Then we check with Heather, Stefan, right? Do you want to say something? Or an email, whatever.
So are we showing this slide?
Not necessarily. This is a working tool for us.
Okay. But if we do, I just want to make it clear that I don't want that parenthetical in the second bullet point. So if this slide comes up in any sort of way, if we can get rid of that parenthetical, please.
I don't think we should show anything. I think we should address three main questions. Christina's question, and then the first question, and number fourth. If maybe... we can draft that after. We shouldn't show. I don't know what you think, but I don't think we should show this. Is that okay, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay. What about CCNSO lunch? I consulted with Stefan, and I took the freedom to talk to Andre and Edmond and ask them if they may be some issues related with IDNs, IDN CCTLDs, IDN TLDs that could be raised during the lunch. And they did send me some, I think, very interesting topics that I shared with you in the list. Should we include them? And I agree with Stefan that Chris may be maybe open to, because I think they are very interesting points to share some ideas with the CCNSO. Are we okay in including those topics apart from the fact that we may also talk about the community working groups? Is that okay? if we have the time. Okay. Edmund and Andre, you will be there, right? Lunch tomorrow?
Of course.
Fantastic. So maybe I can introduce the issue and maybe you can follow up or give examples of that. About the CCNSO and community working groups, are we addressing the same questions or we think that they are more open to them? Should the questions be the same to the GAC or should they be different?
Once again, I think if we're able to draw, I think we can, you know, draft a set of questions that can go to several of these topics. What I'd say is probably best is if we are able to draft something like that, then Olga and myself can you know consult with Heather. We will need to do that before we go into that session with the GAC. So I think it's just a question of getting those questions drafted, and we can pretty much, you know, we can add topics, and if they don't like it, Heather will tell us, and we'll just go back to.
We should do that before.
Yeah, we must do that before. Yeah.
And what about CCNSO? That was a question.
Yeah. Oh, the CCNSO. Once again, I think you know it's the same procedure, but it's more flexible. But we should. Well, shoot an email to Chris once we have a list of questions and.
But we address the same three questions to both of them and the additional topics and check with Chris and Heather. Okay, so any other comments?
I have I just
sent the proposed questions to the list. So if anyone wants to tinker with wording, let me know.
Thank you very much, Christina. Thank you so much. And so I'll add other questions to that. Send it to the council list. And who else? Bill.
I just had a suggestion. Who's chairing the meeting with CCNSO? That'd be you. I would be really interested if you could make some effort to diversify the range of voices by trying to, like, encourage, you know, some people to participate.
The GAC or the CCNSO?
With the CCNSO. Because we tend to have a discussion between us as a group and one person in the CCNSO. And I personally don't find that helpful to my understanding of how they all think. So anything you could do to try to broaden the inclusion, I would appreciate.
Andre is nodding, so he knows CCNSO better than myself. Maybe he can help me. Okay, thank you for the suggestion. I don't think it's an easy task, but I'll do my best. Just go ahead.
Yeah, just a general point on not on these two topics, but. As you know, we're having some scheduling problems with our open council meeting, which was, and this goes back to a question Tim asked on the list as well, so I just wanted to give you a bit of background on what's happening there. So our open council meeting, which is on the Wednesday on the afternoon, one of the reasons we asked for it to be put in the afternoon, if you remember, is to increase participation and hopefully to get more people in the audience following the meeting. And then we found out that a session called New GTLD Program Getting Ready had been scheduled at the end from 5 to 6:30, right at the end of our meeting, which is bad timing for us because that's the time where we had the open microphone and we're hoping for the most participation. So we initially asked that for that session to be moved, and it had been moved back to the morning where it clashed with an RAA session that some of us wanted to attend. So it's now been moved back to the afternoon. As you can see, we're having a lot of trouble getting any kind of real progress here, and we have now asked meeting staff to not move it back to the afternoon, but try and find some other slot so that we don't have that conflict. So that's where we are at the moment. Glenn and myself and Olga are working through that, and Jeff's going to help us out with that as well. So thanks to him for doing so. But bear with us, and we'll try and get some good solution out of this, as good a solution as we can find. Thanks.
Okay, I have the question from Christina. I will add the other ones that we selected from the slide, and I'll circulate it to the council list, and maybe Bill, you can add yours, and so we can have the text. We can send it with Stefan to Heather as soon as possible. Thank you very much, everyone, for commenting and working with us.
And please send an email update on this, if it's some changes in the schedule, so we can put it in the calendars, or it's completely crazy.
Sorry, say again?
Please send an email with updates of the schedule, if any, so we can track
it. As soon as we know, you know.
Okay.
Yes, I'm done. I'm working on the draft of the questions, and I'll send it to you right now. And as soon as we have the questions, we send it to Dryden, to Heather Dryden. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So I suggest we take a short 2-3 minute break. The next session will be on the redesigned GNSO website, and that will go from 2 to 2:30. And then at 2:30, we'll have our session with the board. As a reminder, this is a new format that we're introducing for this meeting. We had a leisurely, informal dinner last night, and well, it wasn't leisurely for everybody, but we won't go into that. And now we have a formal session with the board, so that will be from 2:30 to 3:30. And then we'll have an RAA session following that. Thanks very much. The agenda's actually, the suggested topics are actually on the sheet you have in front of you, the briefing sheet.
Yeah.
You don't have that? Give us 2 minutes and we'll work on that. Do you want me to read out the topics? Suggested topics for discussion are a conversation that includes REC 6 and applicant support substantive strengths and weaknesses of the group's output to date, best ways to carry these initiatives forward. Next challenge, second topic, next challenges of the new GTLD process. Vertical integration next steps, lowering barriers for special projects, outcomes of the outreach activities done so far. Next topic, outcomes of the affirmation of commitments, what has been achieved so far. And final topic, measuring success of the new GTLD program.